Amar Rav Huna, said Rav Chalbo in the name of Rav Huna. Kol sheyodeya b'chaveiro shuroge b'tem Roshalom. Anybody who knows that his friend is accustomed to giving him shalom, yakdim lo shalom. You gotta give him shalom first. The idea is like this: says Rav Chalbo, you're walking down the street, and you see a friend coming up, next to you, walking across from you, he's walking close to you. And you know that this guy is rugged to give lo, nitenlo, to say shalom. It's interesting, one of the ways that we greet people is it says that the language of the Gemara is litenlo shalom, to nesinat shalom, now it's called giving shalom. As a part in the team, yeah, in the scene. It's not like, saying hello. I'm still trying to figure out what the etymology of hello is. Hello, anybody look it up? Where's it from? Old English? What does it mean exactly? However, somebody says it's something to do with, go to hell.
Wow.
No, I'm just joking. That was okay. Somebody said that to me. I asked somebody, one of the girls, that was her opinion. I disagreed with her.
Halo?
Yeah. Halo, I don't know what it means. Hello. But anyway. Shalom, we know, is a bracha. You give shalom to a person. He says, "Nasein lo shalom." You're giving him shalom, and it means literally, like it says, that shalom. We know it's a name of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, shalom, and you're taking that name. It's a bracha, really. Shalom and shalom aleichem, which means I want you to have peace. Shalom aleichem. Shalom should be on you. So you mevarech people. You give them a bracha. You see them bracha on you. Shalom. It's not like I'm not going to kill you. I used to think that shalom meant you see another person, you make a statement, you're not going to kill him. Shalom, I'm coming in touch to deal with you with shalom, with peace. You should know.
Peace.
You know what I mean? It's like you don't have to worry about it. Shalom, peace. Peace. Yeah. That's what they picked it out from. Shalom. Peace. But it doesn't mean like I'm not going to kill you, shalom. It means. Shalom, it means, some people say also why they shake hands. So shaking hands comes from the fact that you're not holding weapons. You hold out your hands. It started that, no knives, no guns. You can hold hands.
Gosh,
it's a sign. It's a sign that you're at peace with the person. You're not going to kill them. It's back, it's good to do it once in a while as well, when you're in New York and you see somebody, shalom, you hold out your hand, make sure he's not holding knives in his hands, and grab his hands. It's a way of saying, I'm here, I'm not going to damn you. Anyway, all these rituals to get people to speak to each other and, drop their fear. And a lot of these things are based on that. So I used to learn that shalom meant shalom, I'm shalom, I'm peace, I'm not going to kill you. Then I realized that, of course, isn't proper. Saying shalom, shalom aleichem, you're actually giving a person a bracha, mevorech them. And a bracha, whenever you see a person, another Jew, so you give them a bracha. I want you to have peace. Shalom aleichem, you should have peace. And they give you, you should have peace. It's like even you see the thing I was saying about the other day. You say, have a good day. I told you once there was this machlokas around Neveh. There was one teacher who said that you shouldn't say to people, have a good day. You should say to them, make yourself a good day. The teacher said, what does it mean, have a good day? It's like, mikre. Yeah, do it yourself. You have to make it yourself. You don't need to be passive. It just happens in a passive way. So he says, he said once, don't say have a good day. Say make yourself a good day. Make yourself a good day. So there are a few girls who latched onto this. They would go around and they would see it. They would say make yourself a good day. Instead of have a good day. Got it? I didn't like it so much. So I told him, I was holy on this teacher. I told him that they missed the point. I said, have a good day. You're not saying by mikra you should have a good day. Have a good day is a bracha. I want you to have a good day. V'mevarech you. Have a good day. Bless him. When you say make yourself a good day, you're a cruel person. I don't know what you have. Do it yourself. You know, make yourself a good day. What kind of thing is that? You know, I want you to have a good day. You're mevarech. I want you to have a good day. Bracha. What kind of thing is this? Make yourself a good day.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
It's mamish. So that's, and that's what you mevarech. When you people, what do you say to people? You say boker tov, right? What is pshat? What do they answer you back? Boker or. Yeah, or boker mitzuyan. You know what I mean? That's how they go here.
Yeah.
Say boker tov, they say boker or. Or boker mitzuyan. She was like this. When you say boker tov, you say good morning. Good morning means, I want you to have a good morning. Yeah, you're giving a bracha. So they answer back to you, boker mitzuyan, I want you to have a great morning. Or I want you to have a lit up morning. I don't know. You're giving brachas back and forth to each other. That's
nice.
Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, brachas to each other. That's how greetings are supposed to be.
Okay.
So far, so good. So, now that we've darshan various greetings, so the Gemara says, Boker Or. Boker Or. I'm trying to teach my parrot that one. Boker Tov. Now I'm teaching it Boker Or. I get a greeting every time I say Boker. When it's the parent, I'll greet the parent in the morning. I'll greet you back. Boker Mitzuyan.
Good Shabbos.
I tried Good Shabbos. I haven't been so successful. I don't know if you can say shh very well. I'm trying to figure out what syllables you can say.
You had a certain trick. You told me, I think, one day.
I had a certain training trick. You tie together the words with a certain symbol, you know. Then he connects the two. Are you able to talk? He starts repeating it.
It's amazing. Creatures. Amazing.
Parrots are great. These birds are very intelligent animals. Parrots aren't normal birds. These tukim are like, they're like these sparrows that chirp. There's some dump in them. Parrots are highly intelligent. They're almost up and close to dogs. You know, in terms of intelligence.
But his mimic the alarm sound.
They mimic everything.
He did like exact sound of the alarm.
Wow. A perfect pitch, yeah.
Wow. Like, what the heck? What's wrong with this thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they mimic your voice exactly. Like, they don't sound like, they mimic your voice. They'll get the exact pitch of your voice, so you sound like a person speaking. And then sometimes a girl speaks, so they sound like a girl speaking. It's like, they're very talented mimics. Okay. Anyway, leaving parrots behind over here. Buy him special food for Pesach. So he eats chametz. Like, so
sunflower seeds.
Yeah, but they mix the sunflower seeds with all sorts of other things in the food.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And that's kidneys. Can't give a bird kidneys. Cucumbers we give. Yeah, okay. Starful Pesach. Anyway, so. Says the Gemara that you're Rav Halbo, you're going down the street, and you know that your friend, he's walking towards you, and you know that he always says shalom to you when he sees you. So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to just wait for him to say shalom, and then say back to him shalom. If you know that he's going to greet you and say shalom, so you have to run to beat him first. You know, you see him coming. And he's going, shalom. You can't wait. You got to be the first one to say shalom. Says, if you know he's going to give shalom, yakdim lo shalom. What are you going to wait? Yakdim lo. You have to say shalom before. Don't wait for somebody else to greet you, but you have to greet him first. Because you know he's going to greet you, you have to greet him first. Shneimar. Pasuk says, "Bikesh shalom v'rodfeyu." Search out peace and run after it. V'rodfeyu, you gotta run, run after it. Kesh shalom v'rodfeyu. You gotta run after shalom. So the Chaim Volozhiner writes, "Bikesh shalom v'rodfeyu."
Nice.
That shalom is one of these things in this world that runs away from a human being.
It's wow.
You have to search it out.
That's
you
terrible.
Run away, you run after it, runs away from you. Because shalom v'rod feyu, it's the nature of Olam Hazem. And if you don't run after it, yeah, you'll never catch up with it. Never. It goes against, shalom is something that requires zrizut, energy. And if you don't invest that energy, you just won't have it. All you have to be, all you have to do is be natural.
Natural
person, and you're gonna be fighting with people left and right. A natural person. Just let it be. Let it be. It's as if all a person has to do in this world is let it be, and you're gonna be fighting with everybody in this world. Olam Hazeh. BK Shalom Varadfeyu. Shalom runs away. You want to make Shalom, you want to involve yourself in Shalom. Run after it. See this guy in the street. If you don't run after him, you can't wait. He says Shalom to you. You can't just wait to respond every time. If you don't run with his Rizut and say Shalom first, you're going to be fighting with this guy. So, because that's the nature. I always say Shalom to him. He never says shalom to me. I don't know what that. Next thing you know, he's going to say, why should I bother saying to him?
Why should I bother saying to him?
Next thing you know, you're giving him elbows as he goes by. So that happens for Chayim. You've got to run after it. DK Shalom for Adfeyu. Runs away from a person of this energy. Now, Shalom for Adfeyu. You know there's this famous medrash in Bereishis. Omar Rabbi Simon, he says that when Kadosh Baruch Hu was going to create Adam Rishon, so he made his body a mud pie, lying on the ground, structure, there he is, molded, took out the dew, came down, kneaded the earth. Then he's trying to decide, should he take this divine soul and blow it into the heaven? Come on. So the major says that he took a vote in Shemayim. He asked the Malachim in Shemayim, should he create man or not? Alright? And he asked Chesed, the major, he asked Chesed, should I create Adam? Chesed said, go for it, Hashem! He could give. Chesed is a very easygoing type of guy. Like, he could give. I'm alone. Do it. Then he asked Emes, should I create man? And Emes said, don't do it. He's kulo sheker. Why? That human being, that physical, you're going to take a soul that's pure Emes, you're going to put it in a physical human being that's all sheker. That guy's gonna, he's gonna, his whole life is gonna live lies, It's a kulo sheker. What? Don't do it, Hashem! Don't do it! Then he asked Tzedek, do it. Tzedek is a type of tzedakah, also a type of chesed. Just do it! Then he asked Shalom, the angel of Shalom in Shemayim. These are pure qualities that exist in Shemayim. So, angel, his whole tafkid is Shalom in this world. So should we create man? And what? You're out of your mind. Hashem, give me a break. What's the question over here? How could you even ask me such a question? Really? Adam! Kulok Tata! You're going to give a neshama to Adam, a physical person in Olam Hazeh. He's all fights and squabbles and wars. A physical person. You're going to create him? Why should you ever create a human being? Why? Who could live together? What two human beings can live together? As soon as they're different, they strangle each other. What are you talking about? Everybody hates everybody in Olam Hazeh. And two chassidim, one wears white socks, one wears black socks. They hate each other. And we hate both of them because we don't wear socks at all. And the kibbutzim hate us because they wear sandals. Olam Hazeh. It's Yadua. Everybody has their own egos. Their own things. We have to be the best, and the only thing that's right is how we do it. They always say everybody is either too from them, or you're not from enough. And I hate them all. And the only people I like is me, myself, and I. And anybody who could be almost exactly like me, and then I compete with them because they're so similar. I hate them also. That's human beings. Not to mention other countries, they're not human beings at all. Chinese people, as far as I'm concerned, not even human beings, They have different eyes, I can't even consider them human beings anymore, What do I care if a billion Chinese, Lu Doi, I can't, There's no that you're going to give a soul into a human being, peace, shalom. It's all wars. Forget it. So it was a split vote in Shemayim. Trey v'trey. You ever learn the sugi of trey v'trey?
No, where is it?
In trey v'trey. A lot of famous sugis of trey v'trey.
Trey v'trey.
2 versus 2 and witnesses and aidas.
Oh wow.
Exciting. Trey v'trey. So Kodesh Baruch Hu takes Emes. He doesn't listen to it. He throws it down into this world, you know. Creates him in. And all the angels say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're taking your mavaza, your signature, your chatima. You know, Hashem's signature is Emes, such a signet, his sign. You're throwing it into the earth, to the dirt, the mud. It's the spot. How could you throw, take something so precious, like the soul of a person, and throw it into the mud? I mean, it's such a chilul Hashem. Take that soul and throw it into the mud. That's what Hashem took. Emes is the soul of a person. He threw it down into this world. He says, chilul Hashem to take such a thing and throw it into the mud. Says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, all it Emes min ha'aretz. He says that's Emes that I'm throwing down into the earth. It's going to grow up again, in a deeper form. He says, you know, he makes a statement. The image is like a child. Says his father, you know, it's Marshall. It's Marshall. The father has these beautiful seeds of wheat. Incredible. Glistening there, you know, wheat seeds are beautiful and they're fresh, getting to sprout. The son looks at the father, he takes these seeds and he throws them into the ground. So the son says, Abba, why are you throwing them in the mud for? Such a waste. What are you throwing in the mud for? Wait, kid comes back the next day, the next day they're all rotting away. He picks one up and starts looking, you know, gives up hope. All of a sudden, a couple of months later, he comes back and incredible flowers and coming up and sprouts. I told you to wait. You need patience. You need patience. You know. So also the malachim, the angels, so they look at the earth. You know, they see Hashem's physicality, it's being mud. Kodesh Baruch Hu says that mud is called dirt, earth. You know. And it, things grow up from it. It's, wait and see what's going to happen from this plan. In any case, they say that you see from there, Maharal writes, that you see that the physical nature of the human being itself goes against truth and peace in this world. A materialistic person will never be truthful, and he'll never get along with anyone. These are spiritual qualities. You can't be truthful in this world if you're a physical person who wants so much, you know, strong desires and drive. Just do what you want. And you won't be able to get along with other people either. You'll just go for what you want and nothing more, you know. It's selfish. It's physical. So he writes there that you see that it's not so simple. In order to have shalom with people, you have to overcome your physicality. You have to overcome your own desires and your drives. And it takes yigia, it takes zrizut to overcome that physical nature that, you know, makes it so easy to fight. And as a result, something more writes, Bakesh Bike Shalom Virad Fehu, that if somebody's coming for shalom, you want to bring shalom into this world, you have to run to say shalom first. You have to run, rats. Because if you don't rats for shalom in this world, spend energy. So then, in the end, it won't happen. Because the natural state of this world, of the human being, is that he's fighting. He won't get along. Run. Run after it. And that's the Ikki Yigi, like Aaron Akar, the hero, used to say.
Right.
Ohev shalom, v'rodev shalom, you know, to love shalom and run after it. People would know, you know, the price, people would know the price that we pay from not getting along with people, so we would invest much more energy in doing it. I think it's not such a big deal. Yeah, if people aren't getting along, it ruins life. So without shalom, there's no the kli that holds all blessing. If you're in a situation where people aren't getting along, you lose everything. Everything is worthless without shalom. And as a result, if you understood that, we would run after it. We would invest energy into obtaining it. We wouldn't fight with people over stupid things like have a shekel on. People kill each other over, you know, a few shekels. You know what I mean? It's unbelievable. People fight over the stupidest things. Right? Really, it's incredible. You hear this and the people, you do this to me. This was what Rav Gantz, I remember, was telling me that there was huge machlokas here between two buildings about who was going to use garbage can. They had a garbage can, and you know, one of these big parks, you know, it's a great garbage service here in Jerusalem. And, you know, they had, what do? They throw in between each other buildings these, you know, those big containers. You know what I'm talking about? They
right.
Throw that stink all summer. Anyway, so there was one of them. You know, it was really designed for one building, and people from the other building kept on throwing their garbage into this container. And that's not so posh because if other people use it and they throw their garbage into it, so then what happens is that it overflows.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a room for both people. Alright? So, one building, they held that the garbage was for them. And the other people felt that they could use it also. And there's one thing there, so it turned into a big battle. Battle of the Pachashma. And there's one person there who stayed up all night watching and checking out who's going to come in and, you know, using the garbage can and throwing it in. It's hours, you know, you don't have any right to do it. And they
wow.
put up big signs. People got angry and had to have a din Torah of it. Don't ask people, when neighbors find out. And they had all din Torah, and Rabbi Gantz had to. But Rav Gantz had to decide what's going to happen. They couldn't make shalom over the stupid garbage can. They couldn't figure out. Some people have enemies, but so Rav Gantz said, he said, listen, I understood it's a problem, you know. He says, but, you know, to have a din Torah over garbage can, you know, like, people have been learning, you know, more and looking at other people less. Because it wouldn't have such dinei, such problems behind. But the trick is, the point is that, you know, you don't realize that that's what people are. You have to overcome your physical natures to get along. The physical goof of a person, it's mine. Even that garbage can is mine, you know. And if you use my garbage can, you're intruding on my territory. I don't have the right to use that garbage can. It's mine. And you're now intruding into my, you know, territory. You don't have any right to do that. Like the next thing you know, you're going to take over who knows this, or who knows that. And as a result, it turns into a big thing, you know, and people put out their territories, and you can't step here, and you go here, you go this way. Bikitsur, Bikei Shalom V'Rafeu, so it writes. Now, so therefore, as a person is coming, you have to run to say Shalom first, give him a bracha, Shalom Aleichem. I want you to have Tov. I want you to know that. I'm interested in your welfare. I want you to have some. In order to get along with people, yeah, that's how you have to treat people. It's not enough just to say, you know what I mean?